Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India of today is a fast-growing economy as it and is in no mood to stop, addresses the World Summit organized by a private TV channel. President Draupadi Murmu addresses National Conclave on Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan in New Delhi, says development must be in harmony with nature as per tribal traditions. Filing of nominations for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections ends. Several prominent candidates, including four sitting ministers, file papers. Centre orders judicial inquiry into Ladakh violence, which claimed four lives. Indian shuttler Tanvi Sharma enters women's singles semi-finals of the BWF World Junior Championships in Guwahati, ensuring a medal for India. And in hockey, India defeat hosts Malaysia to progress to the final of the Sultan of Johor Cup men's hockey tournament. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that India is not in the mood to stop today and will neither pause nor slow down. Speaking at a summit organized by a private media house, Mr. Modi said 140 crore Indians will move forward together with full momentum. He pointed out that as the world faces various roadblocks and speed breakers, it is only natural to talk about an unstoppable India.
बीते 11 वर्षों में भारत ने हर आशंका को ध्वस्त किया है, हर चुनौती को पस्त किया है। आज भारत अब फ्रेजाइल 5 से बाहर निकलकर टॉप 5 इकोनॉमीज में से एक बन गया है। आज इन्फ्लेशन 2% से नीचे है और ग्रोथ रेट 7% से ज्यादा है। आज चीप से लेकर शीप तक चारों तरफ आत्मनिर्भर भारत, आत्मविश्वास से भरा हुआ भारत है।
Prime Minister Modi said that the entire world today sees India as a reliable, responsible and resilient partner.
इलेक्ट्रॉनिक से लेकर फार्मा तक, ऑटोमोबाइल से लेकर मोबाइल मैन्युफैक्चरिंग तक निवेश की लहर भारत में आ रही है। यही इन्वेस्टमेंट भारत को ग्लोबल सप्लाई चेन का एक नर्व सेंटर बनाने में मदद कर रहा है। इस समिट में आप एज ऑफ द अननोन इस विषय पर चर्चा कर रहे हैं। दुनिया के लिए एज ऑफ द अननोन एक अनसर्टेन चीज हो सकती है, लेकिन भारत के लिए ये अपॉर्चुनिटीज का गेटवे है।
The Prime Minister extended Diwali greetings to everyone. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan strengthens the spirit of public participation by empowering Gram Sabhas and community-led institutions. She stated that through meaningful participation of tribal society, national policy can be influenced and schemes can be made more effective. The President addressed the National Conclave on the Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan in New Delhi today. She also presented awards to the best performing states, districts, blocks and integrated tribal development agencies. She added that the Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan was launched with the transformative vision of making every tribal village self-reliant and a proud village. The president highlighted tribal traditions remind us that development must be in harmony with nature. She said this campaign aims to ensure that tribal communities participate in the nation's development journey and that the benefits of development reach all tribal areas and people.
आज इसीलिए गवर्नमेंट ने ये आदि कर्मयोगी योजना शुरुआत किए हैं। मुझे लगता है इसी से आज जो हम सपने देख रहे हैं 2047 तक देश को हम एक विकसित राष्ट्र बनाने के लिए उनका भी सहयोग होना चाहिए, क्योंकि आज 10 से 15 करोड़ आदिवासी जो पिछड़े हो गए उनको भी साथ में लेना चाहिए, और केवल साथ में लेना चाहिए नहीं, उनको भी सिखाना चाहिए, वो भी खुद आगे बढ़ना चाहिए।
The President expressed confidence that the Tribal Action Framework will play a vital role in the development of the tribal people and the country. The President stated that the government has rapidly expanded infrastructure in tribal areas and residential schools and scholarship programs have been established to integrate tribal youth into the mainstream. Prime Minister of Sri Lanka, Dr. Harini Amarasurya, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi extended a warm welcome and conveyed that her visit would impart fresh momentum to the historic and multifaceted India-Sri Lanka ties. Mr. Modi recalled his state visit to Sri Lanka in April this year, during which he held fruitful discussions with Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumaradasanayake, covering all areas of cooperation. The two leaders discussed measures to strengthen cooperation in a number of areas, including education, technology, innovation, development, cooperation, and welfare of fishermen. Foreign Affairs Minister of Egypt, Dr. Badr Abdelati, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. Prime Minister conveyed his congratulations to President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi for Egypt's crucial role in the Gaza peace agreement and expressed hope that it would lead to lasting peace in the region. Mr. Abdelati briefed Prime Minister Modi on the first India-Egypt strategic dialogue held during his visit. The Prime Minister expressed satisfaction at the progress being achieved in various areas of bilateral cooperation, including trade, technology, energy, defence, and people-to-people ties. GST Bachat Utsav, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commenced on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of Chhattisgarh.
The new GST reform is a big relief for Chhattisgarh cement industry, dairy sector and small businesses. The cement industry will benefit from the reduction of GST on cement from 28% to 18%. This move has lowered construction cost, stimulating housing demand and generating additional jobs in the infrastructure sector. Similarly, the packaged dairy sector will now benefit from the reduction of GST on products like paneer, curd, yogurt and buttermilk from 12% to 5%. This step will boost consumer demand, expand cold chain infrastructure and create new business opportunities for women-led rural enterprises and dairy cooperatives. By strengthening livelihoods and fostering new business opportunities, GST reforms are driving inclusive growth and positioning Chhattisgarh for sustainable socio-economic development. Videshani Yadav, Shivang Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the News at 9. The nomination process for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections concluded this evening. In this phase, polling will be held on the 6th of November for 121 Assembly constituencies across 18 districts. Scrutiny of nomination papers will take place tomorrow and candidates can withdraw the nominations until Monday. We have a report.
On the last day, several prominent candidates, including four ministers from the Nitish Kumar government, filed their nomination papers. Senior BJP leader and health minister Mangal Pandey from Sivan constituency, Jibesh Mishra of BJP from Jale in Darbhanga, Dr. Prem Kumar from Gaya Town constituency and JDU candidate and minister Leshi Singh from Dhamdaha constituency filed their nominations today. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav, Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis were present during the nomination filing. Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant also took part in various election programs. Renowned singer Maithili Thakur submitted her papers as BJP candidate from Alinagar constituency in Darbhanga, while Bhojpuri film star Khesari Lal Yadav filed his nomination from the Chhapra constituency. With Dharmendra Rai's report from Patna, Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News.
Meanwhile, election campaign for assembly elections has intensified in the state. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed a public rally in Taraya in Saran district today. Addressing a gathering, Mr. Shah praised Chief Minister Nitish Kumar for restoring law and order in the state over the last two decades. He highlighted Prime Minister Modi's contributions in the past 11 years, calling them a blessing for the poor. Mr. Shah emphasized that the NDA is contesting under Nitish Kumar's leadership. He also referred to Operation Sindoor as a major strike against terrorism. Later, he also addressed an intellectuals conference organized by the BJP in Patna. Mr. Shah promised that the NDA will make Bihar an industrial hub. During his visit, Mr. Shah also held a meeting with Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar at his residence in Patna. On the other hand, Congress leader Ashok Gehlot reiterated that everything is fine in the Mahagathbandhan. He said elections are very crucial and preparations for the same is going on. NDA candidate and son of former Chief Minister Champai Soren, Babu Lal Soren, filed his nominations today for the upcoming Ghatshila by-poll to be held on November 11th. The Ghatshila Assembly seat got vacant after the death of former Education Minister Ramdas Soren. JMM candidate Somesh Chandra Soren, son of deceased Education Minister Ramdas Soren, also filed his nomination today. In Gujarat, portfolios of ministers in the new cabinet were announced this evening after the cabinet meeting in Gandhinagar. Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi has retained key departments including home and police housing. The newly inducted ministers include 5 cabinet-ranked ministers, 3 ministers of state with independent charge and 12 ministers of state. Home Ministry has ordered a judicial inquiry in connection with circumstances leading to serious law and order situation, police action and resultant death of 4 individuals in Leh. The incident occurred on the 24th of last month after a serious law and order situation was created in Leh town. The judicial inquiry will be conducted by former Supreme Court Judge Justice B.S. Chauhan. He will also be assisted by retired District and Sessions Judge Mohan Singh Parihar as Judicial Secretary and Tushar Anand as Administrative Secretary. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that India's logistics cost will come down from 16% of the nation's GDP to single digit by the end of the year. Addressing the ASSOCHAM annual conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Gadkari said that India's logistics costs are currently higher than some of its major competitors like US and China, which has inhibited export. The minister highlighted that increasing exports is the most important agenda for the country.
I'm really happy because of new research, new technology. Our products in automobiles are really, really very, very excellent. All the reputed brands available in the world, maximum they are present in Indian scenario. And there is a huge potential for the export.
Speaking in the same event, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said India has undergone a significant shift in recent years and now it negotiates from a position of strength reflecting the country's growing economic confidence and global stature. The Commerce Minister said that the free trade agreements, FTAs, signed with Mauritius, Australia and United Arab Emirates and the European Free Trade Association, EFTA, countries mark a new chapter in India's trade engagement with the world. 7 Pakistani soldiers were killed in a suicide attack by militants near the Afghan border today. Pakistani security officials said the soldiers were killed in an attack on a Pakistani military camp in North Waziristan, which also left 13 injured. They said while one militant rammed an explosive-laden vehicle into the boundary wall of the military camp, 2 others tried to get into the facility and were shot dead. In Bangladesh, the area surrounding parliament in Dhaka turned into a scene of violent confrontation today as protesters clashed with police and security forces while attempting to rally ahead of the signing of the July National Charter. The demonstrators, comprising those injured in the July uprising of 2024 and families of the slain, gathered near the parliament premises on Manik Mia Avenue for a sit-in. Tensions escalated when military and police personnel barred the protesters from entering the parliament complex. In badminton, top seed Tanvi Sharma has advanced to the women's singles semi-finals of the BWF World Junior Championships in Guwahati, ensuring a medal for India. Tanvi Sharma thrashed Japan's Saki Matsumoto 13-15-15, 9-15-10 in a hard-fought quarter-final contest. However, Unnati Huda bowed out after going down 12-15, 13-15 to second seed Anyapat Pichitporn of Thailand. India defeated hosts Malaysia by 2-1 in their final pool stage match today to progress to the final of the Sultan of Johor Cup men's hockey tournament in Johor, Malaysia. India went into the half-time with 1-0 lead with a goal from Gurjot Singh in the 22nd minute. Malaysia's goal was scored by Navishneesh Panikkar in the 43rd minute, but 5 minutes later, Saurabh Anand Kushwaha converted a penalty corner for India to secure the win and set up a summit clash against Australia tomorrow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India of today is a fast-growing economy and is in no mood to stop. Addresses the World Summit organized by a private TV channel. President Draupadi Murmu addresses National Conclave on Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan in New Delhi. Says development must be in harmony with nature as per tribal traditions. Filing of nominations for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections ends. Several prominent candidates, including 4 sitting ministers, file papers. Centre orders judicial inquiry into Ladakh violence, which claimed 4 lives. Indian shuttler Tanvi Sharma enters women's singles semi-finals of BWF World Junior Championships in Guwahati, ensuring a medal for India. And in hockey, India defeat hosts Malaysia to progress to the final of the Sultan of Johor Cup men's hockey tournament. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.